Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Hi, guys. You're back at Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we got a lot to talk about. Apparently, there's a husband who has been dying of COVID in a hospital for weeks. And the wife wanted the hospital to give him ivermectin because she heard a lot of things, you know, a lot of good things about it. And the hospital didn't want to. Apparently, she had to get a judge. She had to sue the hospital, and the judge has allowed her to have the doctor, I guess, prescribe ivermectin to her husband. We're going to talk about what's going on there. We're also going to be talking about how there's apparently a lot of controversy about the COVID-19 vaccine when it comes to custody and family law. And a mom has lost her visitation rights when, in the middle of a custody hearing, the judge asked her, by the way, are you vaccinated for COVID? And when she said no, she lost her visitation rights. So I guess we're going to talk about how you could lose your children, I guess, if you don't vaccinate for COVID. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how a lot of dogs were left in Afghanistan. And as the Taliban has taken over and now hijacking news broadcasts, I don't know if you saw that video of that news anchor with the Taliban and guns behind him. Apparently, a lot of dogs and canines have been left behind. So we're going to talk about that, and hopefully they'll make it out safe. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one crisis that China wants to attack, even though I think, you know, would still like to get a little bit more details on what the hell happened with COVID, but they are being very aggressive and assertive on the video game front. And I guess China does not like their kids getting addicted to video games. China, one thing we have to credit China with is they evaluate what could be putting populations at risk for not being a dominant force in the future. And so I think China realizes that kids who are overweight, kids who are on video games for hours on end, aren't going to be that productive for their military and for their society. So they want productive students. They want productive adults later. And so they are limiting video games to only 3 hours a week. In fact, you could only play a video game if you're a kid between 8 and 9 p.m. on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So it's basically only 3 hours of video games a week. My kids, they probably play 3 hours just in the morning alone. I'm like, did you go to school yet? Almost there, Mom. In fact, with online school, I really wonder how many kids really upped their video game use while they were doing their online school because they could just play on the side. But I wonder how the servers are going to handle the whole country of kids being only on 8 to 9 p.m., which, by the way, is a study in and of itself. For those of you in the cyber world and computer tech, you might want to kind of see how that works out. But apparently in China, only between 8 and 9 p.m. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday are kids going to be allowed to play video games, and on public holidays, they can play for only 1 hour. They have to register. They are going to be on a registry because the country wants to make sure that they aren't using fake IDs, that they aren't pretending to be an adult. So they are going to screen. I know some of you are thinking, you know, what if they do that with porn? I don't know. I'm sure there's a porn addiction. But right now, this is only for video game limitation. I don't know how they'll handle porn. That I couldn't even imagine. So according to Xinhua News Agency, gaming platforms can only provide online games to minors on the weekend and public holidays from 8 to 9 p.m. Users must register onto a national system. Identities are to be verified by the gaming companies to avoid utilizing fake IDs. They also want gaming enterprises to, you know, help with the online gaming pandemic, and they want the family, schools, other aspects of society to take action, effectively assuming the responsibility of guardianship and protection, and jointly create a good environment conducive to the health growth of minors to form a joint effort to prevent minors from addicted to online games. So how bad is online game addiction? Well, according to an Iowa State University psychologist, Dr. Doug Gentile, he says 8.5% of kids that regularly play are addicted. I'm surprised. I think that number is more. And not just in the U.S. They believe worldwide it could be more. And a study last year showed that the average parent is worried that their kid who games is addicted. And they say about 54% have reported extending gaming of 3 or more hours a day of their teen, compared to only 13% of teens that don't play every day. 13% of these parents believe their teens spends more time gaming than other teens. 78% believe their teens' gaming is less than or about the same as other teens. 1 in 5 parents say their teens do not play video games at all. By the way, if your kid is looking at porn, they're telling their parent it's a video game. So, there could be an over-reporting of kids in video games. But, you know, people want to know why are we in this position now where we have a pandemic of kids and video games and sitting at home and obesity? Well, the parents are a lot to blame. And I call it the helicopter theory when it comes to video games. When kids in my age, you know, would go out, drink, do drugs, get pregnant, do all sorts of stuff, and you see a teenager going online with his buddies, and they're playing a video game, and they're talking, and they're home, and they're safe. Some parents are probably encouraging that. Now, it might be, I want my kid to get out. I want my kid to lose some weight. I want my kid to hang out with other kids. I want them to date. But I notice a lot of parents are like, look, I know where the kid is. The kid is home. The kid is safe. The kid's not getting kidnapped. The kid's not getting attacked. The kid is there. So, you know, China's working on it. What's America going to do? Although what I think China's doing is really restrictive. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So, New Orleans got hit really hard with Hurricane Ida. And it was a Category 4 when it hit New Orleans. Was still a Category 2 as it went up the state. And people want to know, how did the levees, the flood walls, the floodgates do? From what we understand, they did pass, and they really couldn't be tested over the last 16 years until they had a hurricane such as this. And we're being told that they did a fairly good job. However, there's still multiple communities that are underwater. They say many residents of LaPlace, a western suburb, had to be rescued from rising floodwaters. A Marcy Jacob Hebert, according to NPR, evacuated before Ida, but she has no doubt that the storm flooded her LaPlace home based on what she had seen and heard from her neighbors. Her house didn't flood in 2005 during Katrina, but it took on nearly 2 feet of water during Hurricane Isaac in 2012. She said, we haven't had these problems until everybody else's levees worked. It may not be the only factor, but I sure do think it contributes. So Louisiana State University Professor Emeritus Craig Colton has taught historical geography and said most of the New Orleans levee systems have been in place for decades. He said the flooding is in place is explained by wind direction and not so much by flood water getting diverted. He said Isaac was really a minor storm in terms of wind speed, but it did drive water into Lake Pontchartrain to the western edge toward La Place, as this storm did. And that just is going to pile up, and that just, he said, is going to pile up water where La Place is. I haven't seen anything that has done, sorry, I don't know if it's the typo, since Katrina, that's really going to make a huge difference. So, you know, I'm looking at pictures, really, really scary. Sadly, somebody else has died as a result of Hurricane Ida because an alligator was in floodwaters that, I guess, took over a shed. And when he went into the shed, the alligator, I believe, bit off his arm and then attacked him and killed him. So we've talked about how, sadly, when you look at the hurricanes, some of the ramifications that could happen. And you have pets, you have animals, you have exposed, fences aren't working. There's water now where animals and insects and things like that were kind of in their own business and in their own terrain are now coming into people's houses. And so sadly, the danger is even, beyond what we can imagine. The floodwaters, the lack of power, I believe we're being told the power might be out for 3 full weeks. I'm going to reconfirm that. That's obviously very, very frightening. And when you don't have power, then you don't have refrigeration. And then when you don't have refrigeration, you don't have food and heat, air conditioning. They say Ida has left more than a million people without power. They believe it's not going to be fixed for weeks. They say hundreds of people have already been rescued. Search and rescue crews haven't been able to access some of the hardest hit areas. They said it's unclear how many residents might still be trapped by intense flooding or heavy debris. According to Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards, thousands of people have been deployed by the state to help with search and rescue efforts. Now, electricity might not be restored to some areas for a month. Now, that obviously could be life-threatening because we still have intense heat. The National Weather Service issued a heat advisory for southern Louisiana, Mississippi from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. today. So without air conditioning, without any sort of ventilation, that could be. And remember, it's really, really muggy, now very wet, insects. Some residents who stayed and rode out the storm are going to be facing temperatures as high as 103 degrees without air conditioning. Now, the number one cause of weather-related fatality is heat, according to the National Weather Service. More than 2 million people in the landfall area are under the heat advisory. They say many local officials have urged those who evacuated not to come home yet because of down power lines. I also don't know what people do if they have electric cars. I know with the Caldor fire with Southern Lake Tahoe, people were going only 60 feet an hour, stuck in traffic, leaving Highway 50 to evacuate the area. I don't know how long your electric car battery lasts. Some people say 250 miles to 400 miles, but hours upon hours, I don't know what you do if you have an electric car. I like the idea that we're trying to go electric. I think that's nice. I just don't see how we can mandate it and force people to not have a car that's fuel operated, especially when we're dealing with outages. So more than 1 million power customers in Louisiana, 60,000 in Mississippi, 16,000 in Alabama are currently without power, according to Power Outage US. They say the number of people lost power is actually higher, as an electricity customer can represent an entire household or an entire business. They say lines of cars waited for hours Monday at one or two gas stations still open in St. Bernard Parish. According to Councilmember Richard Lewis, many stocked up on fuel for their generators. It's just a bad situation all around. I couldn't even imagine what these people are going through. So two flood protection districts oversee the system in Orleans, Jefferson, and St. Bernard parishes. Neither district reported any breaches or overtopping of their levees. So according to the regional district, or the regional director of Southeast Louisiana Flood Protection Authority, they said the system performed as designed. So they believe the levees worked. Now, you know, I recommend to anybody that if you are sadly in an area such as this, I would evacuate during the cleanup time. We're being told that there's now looting. We're being told that there's, you know, sadly, a lot of dangerous activity. People taking advantage. Cops, first responders are overwhelmed right now. And as they are dealing with rescue, it's not probably on their first of the list to make sure that somebody isn't attacking and going into your house and stealing things, or in terms of your business. So this alligator, he killed the 71-year-old, and the wife, I think, says she can't find her husband. Apparently, he went into the shed, from what we understand. The alligator ripped off his arm. The wife called 911. When she went back, he was gone. Now, we're still trying to get some more information on what happened with the alligator attack. But it's just, you know, I get it. I wouldn't want to leave my home. I'd feel safer in my home. I wouldn't want to be stuck on the road. But sadly, there's going to be a lot of other things that can manifest. You're not going to have good access to medical care. Obviously, the hospitals are going to be overwhelmed. So if you are at risk for COVID or you're at risk for other medical conditions, your chance of getting to a hospital is not going to be that easy. There's going to be a lot of possibility of disease-borne or vector-borne diseases like West Nile and dengue and Zika, and these mosquitoes, you know, sadly bring disease. And now we have mosquitoes that are going to be kind of near people's houses and near people's areas as they're trying to find places to kind of land. They like the water. Mosquitoes like the breeding ground. They like to take advantage of the wet. And so, you know, they only need a few weeks, and the water's going to last for weeks. The water also gets very, very dirty. So if you don't have proper plumbing and you don't have proper sanitation, if you touch flood water, it's filthy. There's going to be mold. These houses are now at risk of getting mold. People could then, unfortunately, get respiratory issues based on what could be growing and brewing in their house. And then I also worry about the chemicals. As floodwaters flood homes, flood businesses, as buildings get destroyed, fires happen, that could leak chemicals. And so these waters aren't just filthy from pathogens, but there's also chemical exposure. So there was a charity that I believe flew out the animals and got many people's pets out of there. I'm right now looking at a family who's kind of walking through the floodwaters, and one is holding a kid, the other one is holding a dog, and it's you just kind of wonder what happened to a lot of the pets. So apparently before Ida hit, there was a charity that was able to fly out tons of pets to across the country in order to keep them safe and then reunite them with the family members once things kind of died down. So if you want to help, a lot of different ways you could help. So Vitalant can needs blood. Donate blood. Red Cross blood donations. You could text a $10 donation to Red Cross at 90999. Salvation Army accepting donations. You might not be able to send supplies, but at least you can help your local, and the local could then send supplies. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Biden administration has done the unthinkable, left Americans behind in a war zone. As the last American troops flew out of the Kabul airport, the Taliban, in brand new American uniforms, with brand new machine guns and brand new equipment, took over the Kabul airport. The damage from Hurricane Ida still has roughly 1 million people without power. With the sweltering temperatures, this only adds to the natural disaster. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards on NBC News.
That as the day goes on, we will have more deaths. And we're going to be getting information throughout the day that I fully expect the confirmed death total to go up considerably.
South Korean lawmakers passed a bill Tuesday that will prevent Google and Apple from forcing software developers to use their payment systems for in-app purchases. The bill, which will become the first law of its kind after it's signed by President Moon Jae-in, will reduce Google and Apple's dominance over app developers and their access to commissions from the app sales. USA Radio News. The Federal Trade Commission is going after big oil. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
The Federal Trade Commission is going to crack down on gasoline price manipulation and unlawful mergers among big oil companies. FTC Chair Lina Khan telling the White House they will investigate abuses in the franchise market for retail fuel stations. Going forward, the FTC will challenge mergers where dominant players in the industry are buying family-run businesses. Khan adding they will reimpose prior approval requirements and pro practices related to fuel stations that are franchised. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The governors of California and Nevada declared states of emergency Monday as the fast-moving Caldor fire prompted officials to tell everyone in the city of South Lake Tahoe to evacuate. In California, Governor Gavin Newsom declared a state of emergency in Alpine, Amador, and Placer counties. The Caldor fire has consumed 186,000-plus acres. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So yesterday was the final pullout of U.S. forces, and the Taliban has been celebrating. They've even been mocking us Americans. They even did mock funerals for American, British, and NATO forces. The Taliban is not a friend. I know people talk about, well, we don't like ISIS and we don't like Al-Qaeda. They're enemies, the Taliban, so maybe the enemy of enemies is our friend. No, nobody's our friend over there. And so the Taliban is, I believe, pretty happy that we're gone. We apparently have 200 to 250 American citizens still there. Last week, America said if there's going to be American citizens, it's because those are the ones that wanted to stay. We're being told no. In fact, there was somebody that was being interviewed by Chris Cuomo on CNN. She went by the name Sarah. She says she is stranded. She was protecting more than 20 children and women. She was trying to escape Afghanistan. And she's currently sheltering 37 women and children in her home. She's trying to organize them safe passage out of the country. She said she was unaware that the last U.S. plane was leaving. U.S. forces completed their withdrawal about 24 hours ahead of their August 31st deadline. Now, the security chiefs of the Pentagon said it was August 31st Afghanistan time, but people said it was still a little before then. And she said, I just found out that they left, and I was just silent for a while. Now, she goes by the pseudonym Sarah. She says, I just can't believe no one told me this was the last flight. Now, I know some people are thinking, well, how did she not get the memo? It was all over the news. I don't know what sort of access people have in Afghanistan right now to news or access to the airport. Now it's moot. So she said, the Pentagon apparently announced on Monday afternoon that the last American troops had left Kabul about 24 hours ahead of schedule, ending the U.S. war in Afghanistan after 20 years and the deaths of almost 2,500 troops. So originally America was under the, you know, no American left behind. Sadly, they left people behind. Now, there are many people saying that's fine. That's a good move. That's what happens when you end a war. For people like me going, wait a second, this was so poorly planned. Honestly, they could have warned Americans much earlier and started getting them out and then made the announcement of, okay, guys, we're leaving. So, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said today that the U.S. is going to send economic aid to the Taliban. Now, is this a bribe? I'm not sure what diplomatic moves they're making to try to get our people out, but it sounds like the Biden administration wants to be friends with the Taliban. And I'm seeing different. I'm seeing that the Taliban probably doesn't want anything to do with America. So there were coffins draped with the U.S., U.K., French flags, as well as NATO's insignia. They were parading through the streets of Khost on yesterday or earlier today. There were crowds waving the Taliban's flag hours after the final U.S. plane departed. And this ceremony obviously is taunting the deaths of 13 troops from an ISIS-K suicide bombing. You wonder how that suicide bombing happened if the Taliban was controlling access to the airport. So you wonder if they're working together. You also wonder why we have such an ISIS-K issue because Taliban apparently let them out of the jails. Why would they do that? So in Kandahar, a traditional Taliban stronghold, thousands were waving white Taliban flags to celebrate what the group is now referring as independence. Day. Speaking from the runway at Kabul Airport this morning and surrounded by Taliban Special Forces units dressed from head to toe in American gear, spokesman Zabi Mujahid hailed the Islamic group's victory over Western forces. He says it is a historic day, a historic moment. We liberated our country from a great power. The last 20 years should serve as a big lesson for other invaders, a lesson for the world. But U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan told ABC's Good Morning America that the U.S. is going to send health, food, and other forms of humanitarian aid to the Afghan people. He also said that other forms of cash aid, including economic and development assistance, would depend on whether the Taliban follow through on their commitments, allowing safe passage for Americans still in Afghanistan. He said it's going to be up to them, and we will wait and see by their actions how we end up responding in terms of the economic and developmental assistance. Okay, I want to give them a flipping dime. And the funny thing is I don't think they're going to take a dime. I don't think they want American money. I mean, they already got millions of equipment. I mean, they have, you know, they already got tons of money and tons of goodies when they raided the Afghan military. So I don't think, you know, I don't really see what we could wave in front of them because they want to appear, they don't want to look like they're dependent on another country. They want to look like that they're, you know, that they're stronger than America. They want the world to think that they made America run. Now, Biden's saying, you know, we didn't run. This is all in the plans. We were going to do it. Obama tried to do it, couldn't do it. Trump couldn't do it. You know, everybody tried to do this. He was able to do it. They're not running. Sadly, it looks like we did run. After, you know, leaving Americans behind, leaving equipment behind, not good. So this woman that's protecting a bunch of other women and children, she's asking, is anyone going to rescue me? She said, America could not help me when they were on the ground. How could they help me when they're gone? She said, I went to so many different missions with the U.S. military, so many different missions in different provinces. I never had that heartbeat like I have today, this morning, when they told me Americans left. They left us to whom? To those people who were always wanting to kill us. She said, and now I am by myself here with 37 people. This is my fear, that if Americans could not help me when they were on the ground, how will they help me now when no one is here? And so this is sadly what, you know, we did not want America to see. We did not want the world to see. We wanted them to realize that if you mess with one American, you mess with all of us. If you're a friend to America, we're a friend to you. And that we have the special ops ability to do anything we need to in your country. If we have to rescue somebody, we can do it. If you stole something from us, we could get it back. I mean, look at us with Tom Brady's jersey. Tom Brady's jersey got stolen, was in Mexico for 2 days, and they got that sucker back. All right? We have the ability to do anything. We are the American military. Why are we in this position where people are stranded? And on top of that, the dogs. Dozens of dogs have been abandoned by the U.S. in Afghanistan, along with 200 civilians and military equipment, according to Daily Mail. American Humane condemned the death sentence for the animals allegedly left behind, who now face torture at the hands of the Taliban. The group has called on Congress to rescue the dogs, who, according to the Pentagon's press secretary, John Kirby, belong to the Kabul Small Army Rescue Charity. Now, there were planes that were empty. A lot of these planes that left were empty. Why couldn't some of the dogs have, you know, been given a little relaxer, slept, and taken out of the country? Now, apparently Kirby says, Kirby tweeted, to correct erroneous reports, the U.S. military did not leave dogs in cages at Hamid Karzai National Airport, including the report of military working dogs. Photos circulating online were animals under the care of the Kabul Small Army Rescue, not dogs under our care. So there are pictures of all these cages, but you don't know if those were animals rescued or what. So according to a recent update from the Society for Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, Maxwell Jones has been campaigning to get 46 working dogs, along with a number of dogs that were pets of fleeing Americans, evacuated from Kabul. Yeah, I don't know what they're going to do to the animals. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dr. Dolly, your show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, I get that the vaccine protects people. I get that kids are going to probably be needing the COVID vaccine as we're seeing more kids getting hospitalized. What I don't get is the behavior I am seeing when it comes to people turning on people. And what had happened in the last few days that luckily is getting reversed, I don't know if the judge got a lot of heat, but I don't know if you heard about this, but an Illinois mom was in the middle of a, I don't know if it was a custody hearing or if it was a child support hearing, right? She and husband getting divorced or has been divorced as they're deciding visitation. The judge asked the mom, are you vaccinated against COVID? She said, no. He goes, then you can't visit the kid. He revokes her visitation rights. and limits her to only talking to the kid over the phone. Now, this is the kid's mama. Kid's 11-year-old boy. Kids need their mama. They need their dad. Divorce is hard enough. And instead, the topic of COVID vaccine comes up in the middle of the case. Judge, from what she says, brought it up randomly, uses that to make a temporary decision and stay on her being able to see her own child. Now, obviously she was mad. She and her attorney were going to appeal it. The ex-husband was like, oh, I'm fine with that. Yeah. I've never been through a divorce, but my guess is it's ugly. It is ugly. To think that somebody that you were going to dedicate your life to becomes your biggest enemy, it's horrible. It's a shame. I feel bad for anybody going through a divorce. So this happened in Cook County. Judge James Shapiro on August 10th was presiding over a Zoom hearing. He asked 39-year-old Rebecca Furlett if she was vaccinated against COVID. She answered in the negative, and then he revoked her visitation rights until she became vaccinated. Couldn't then be around her 11-year-old boy. Now, she said she's not vaccinated because she's had adverse reactions to vaccines in the past, and she said her doctor advised against it. Now, you got to be very, very careful if you're going to say your doctor. A lot of people are throwing their doctor under the bus. They're saying, my doctor said not to get it. My doctor said not to get the vaccine. Don't be throwing your doctor under the bus. There's not a lot of doctors who are going to actively and on the record say, yeah, I told you not to get it. Right now, doctors can lose their license for anything. And if word gets out that they are actually telling people to not get the vaccine, all hell is going to rain down on them from medical boards and you know, media. And so when somebody says, my doctor told me not to, you know, that doctor better have, you know, obviously justification in writing as to why. You know, does she, you know, get anaphylactic to the potassium chloride in there or the PEG or whatever. So polyethylene glycol, whatever, you know, could be in either the Pfizer or the Moderna, etc. So she blamed the doctor and she had planned to appeal the decision. But luckily, we're being told that the judge has taken that back, that the judge will withdraw the decision. And that had to have been really, really hard on the kid. You see, when I look at this stuff, some of you may say, well, vaccinated people, you know, deserve the trouble they get. Others might say, you know, well, let unvaccinated people have a choice. I look at this story as, what the hell are people doing to this kid? I mean, we're really going to pull a mom away from her child when dad, who's vaccinated, can also carry the virus? I mean, we have a study that was pretty groundbreaking a week or two ago going, look, unvaccinated and vaccinated individuals carry the same viral load. So you have a lot of explaining to do if you're going to separate a kid from one of their parents. Now, I get Ebola. If somebody has active Ebola and they want to drip all over their loved one, I get why the state needs to jump in and protect those loved ones. I get rabies. Let's say somebody has rabies and they want to bite a kid. Who knows? All right. I understand that you need to protect that child. But if vaccinated individuals are carrying the virus too, you've got to convince me. I don't even think you could even convince me how an unvaccinated mommy is more of a public health threat than dad who's vaccinated carries a viral load and a child not being able to also be with their mama in the midst of a divorce. So I'm not sure what happened, but apparently a court spokesperson, they said they can't comment on pending or impending cases, but according to documents obtained by People Magazine, the judge on Monday did vacate the original order, quote, based on the absence of a pleading or hearing on serious endangerment. If you're going to take away a parent from their kid, you need to really prove that endangerment is an issue. When do we do that? When do we take kids away from their parents or parents away from their kids? Well, when they beat them, when they abuse them, when they assault them. So now, all of a sudden, I mean, luckily this didn't go through, but if it did, we would now be starting to set a precedent that COVID, and trust me, we have tons of diseases out there, that we are starting to separate parents from their kids if a parent is sick. Now, some of you might say, you know what, but COVID's bad, and kids could die of COVID, kids could get sick with COVID. I think the judge made a good decision. Look, we're all, you know, entitled to our own opinion. But my problem with all this is the precedents that is set. My problem is are the choices that humans are making against other human beings. We've become obsessed with COVID. I don't want any child getting MRSA. I don't want a child getting RSV. RSV can kill. I don't want a child getting COVID. I don't want a child getting the flu. I don't want a child getting pneumonia. I don't want a child being around a cigarette. So does that mean if this starts to become a trend, a parent who smokes won't be able to be around their kid? Some people actually support that. They go, parents shouldn't smoke around their kid. It's killing the kid, not the kid's fault. But let's say a parent has diabetes, and that parent has poor eating habits. Not all people with diabetes do. But let's say they gave themselves diabetes, and they have sugar in the house, and that sugar could put that baby at risk. Are they going to be separated from the kid? Once we start to interfere with mama and her baby, okay, us other mamas, our mama bear, we're coming out. I mean, what about a mom that gets pulled over for speeding? Somebody could say that mom could be speeding with her baby in the car. And if that mom is speeding, she shouldn't be taking that baby anywhere. I mean, we could really keep breaking this down, and we could lose a lot of sleep on what we need to do to protect our kids from parents who might not be doing the safest things for them and their babies. But then when does it stop? We could only do so much. I cussed in front of the kids. I tried not to, but I used swear words. I didn't mean to. I'd fall down. I'd stub my toe. The dog would do pee-pee house. So my kids learned how to cuss. What if somebody says kids can't be learning bad language? Take them away from Dr. Dahlia. People would be like, oh, yeah. Oh, hell no. I would get all Mother Bear on you. Oh, heck no. So. Between the time I wrote about the story and not, the judge has recanted that. But I hope to high hell that no other judge is thinking about taking a mom away from her baby over a COVID vaccine. Because that means it's going to be a complete free-for-all on how people can take kids away from their parents. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com,
and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.